Good morning. Today is Friday, October the 23rd, 293rd day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Rob Arkley. Yeah, you got to get close to the mic, though. I mean, you know, that snoozing on the floor.
Hey, Bri.
There we go. All right. See, you made it.
No, I arrived late last night. I've got a good one for today. I remember.
Okay.
All right. This was by Teddy Roosevelt. And he said, if you want to make a conservative angry, lie to them. If you want to make a liberal angry, tell them the truth. See, you like that.
There's a reason TR is one of my buds. Yeah. Hey, did you hear Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and Redeck? Did you hear what they're doing with Jefferson at Monticello?
No.
Yeah, they're remodeling it, right? And they found two weird impressions against a wall that didn't belong. So they opened it up. They found his laboratory. Pristine condition.
You're kidding.
Honest. Well, how cool is that?
That's unbelievable. Jefferson's an interesting person. I mean, he was multifaceted. Clearly, he and probably Franklin were the two, maybe Madison, but they were the brilliant.
Of the era.
Of the era.
At least on our side of the pond.
Yeah. Well, oh, I have a good one. No one will know this answer. Where did the word Tom Turkey come from? You know, why is a male turkey called a Tom? Because Thomas Jefferson was totally opposed to the turkey.
Being the national bird?
Being the national bird.
And so Franklin put it to him?
They started calling it a Tom. A little morning humor.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So what'd you get out of the hearings yesterday? Anything? I mean, is there any scuttlebutt amongst the crowd, or is it more of the same?
Well, I just look, Hillary is an inveterate liar, and she parses her words, and it's bad for our society. I really think we have to start honoring truth in our society. And
you're going to push back from Dan Quayle?
I don't know, Dan.
Character matters.
Character
truth matters.
Yeah.
And we're gonna, yeah.
Well, he's Dan's Dan. But I just guess I thought it was unfortunate because we can have different ideas and Democrats can have someone representing them who has different ideas. But she's an inveterate liar. My gosh, it's just painful.
What do you think about Bernie Sanders?
Well, he's just a very liberal man who I don't think is serious about running for president. I think he wanted to have a platform and talk about what he's talking about. It's no different than LaRouche, who used to get up and spout his ideas, and that's what Bernie's doing. He's not serious.
Trump,
kids love him.
Trump was on, in droves.
Yeah.
Trump was on Hugh Hewitt last night. He gave him a full hour of interview. It was really interesting because when Hewitt was one of the questioners, Trump kind of went after him a little bit. But last night he was deferring to Hewitt. Well, what do you think about?
So he was interviewing Hewitt?
It kind of went both ways, yeah, which was intriguing for me on a bunch of levels, and we'll get to that when we come back. KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, it was an interesting interview last night between Trump and Hewitt, where it didn't get emotional, it didn't get ballistic, nobody was bombastic. It was two seemingly intelligent individuals sitting down and probing each other. What kind of legs do you think Trump has? I mean, with the guys you talk to, Can he make it in well into the primary season?
Well, there are a few things. Number one, the people who know Trump and who've done business with him say that he is a sponge, and he is not bombastic in a meeting. He is probing and listening to you the whole time and extracting. You hate to go to a meeting with Trump because he walks out with your ideas, and he really is smart that way. Does he have legs? I hope so, because what he's doing and what Carson is doing, and lesser extent Carly, they are showing that the political class doesn't have to run things. We really need a open, thoughtful dialogue on where we want this country to go, and the political class seem to be ignoring those of us. I mean,
are they ignoring, or do they just not know how to comprehend this?
Well,
it almost seems like they just can't fathom it.
No, I think they find everything difficult. They don't. They do things in the line of, oh, this is hard. We better not do this. Well, like the fence. We've heard about the fence. What country just put up a fence to stop the Libyan or Syrians?
The Syrians from coming in.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Turkey.
No, I don't think Turkey put up a fence.
Or Hungary.
Hungary put up a fence. Hungary put up a fence. And we can't do it. Oh, give me a break. Of course we can. And so I think we're tired of the this can't be done attitude of politicians. That's what I really – and I think the majority of Americans are horrified by A, immigration, and B, the inability of Congress to live within its means.
There was a neat one of those email things. I think Buffett is the one that – who's shooting around ways to balance the budget or ways to address the deficit or something like that. And one of the real simple ones was when you're in Congress, you get paid. When you're out of Congress,
you don't.
It's over. There's no exceptions for you. You are now back to being a regular person.
You know who did that? David Vitter, who, by the way, tomorrow is the primary in Louisiana, is running for governor. But he gave up. His congressional pension is not going to take one. How admirable is that? The other thing is we've got to get serious about Social Security. I mean, no hard feelings, but I got a statement the other day. I guess I get $4,300 a month when I retire. And foolish. I don't need the retirement. Can I give it away to a charity? Instead of having the billionaires give away their money, far more powerful is for the people who make over $100,000 a year just give up their Social Security. That's an admirable thing to do, and it really is a huge number. That's enormous. Far more than the billionaires giving away their money is giving up your Social Security annually.
Real simple things, but... And maybe it's not palatable because nobody's pushing on it. I would bet you a vast majority don't even understand what the retirement package is for congressional or congressmen and women after that second election.
I know. They ought to be horrified, but they don't know.
Or stunned at least.
Well, and the fact, the fact that they're not subject to Obamacare. I mean, the privilege they have bestowed upon themselves, because we didn't. They voted it for themselves, is outrageous.
So this the outside group running for office. Do you? And there's. It doesn't. I don't sense that there's anybody from the Democratic side who's inclined. And a lot of the Republicans are trying to still put these guys over in the corner. I mean, when they're citing Reagan, and you know, I think both of us were admired him. It was 30 years ago.
It was 30 years ago. Let's give it up.
Or go back to TR or Lincoln. I mean, it kind of has the same historical perspective.
Let's go back to the original W.
Okay.
George Washington. Yeah. We've got to drop this and start looking forward and provide solutions for the millennials and the millennials' children. We're not doing that.
And the structure, the stuff we were
of
just
course,
talking about.
Exactly.
So when do you think Trump is going to start bringing out the details? Because that's vulnerability.
He's given more details than he's given credit for. Okay. He really has. I am impressed with what he's done. And better than Hillary's done, better than any Republican has done. Trump has put more meat on the bones than anybody.
Did you shed a tear at the Rose Garden? I presume that you didn't go with the invitation when Joe was there.
Oh, Joe. Joe is a perfect vice president. You know, he's always a bridesmaid and never a bride. And I don't think he was serious ever.
Last hurrah? Last chance to get in the limelight a little bit? Why drag it out? Why did you just say no? Or do you think he seriously entertained it?
I think he seriously entertained it, but he shouldn't have. I mean, that Clinton machine is a miserable machine, and it's I kind of suspect I know the tactics they took.
Pitchforks?
Oh, I think pitchforks be gentle. it's far worse than that.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop, special Friday edition with Rob Arkley. Rob, as you look at Carson, and I don't call him Dr. Carson or Candidate Carson.
Let's call him Doctor.
Probably not Johnny.
Yeah, he earned that.
It is intriguing for me because the traction that he's getting, because the stereotype is you have to have the over-the-top personality. A little bombastic, a little aggressive, assertive, confidence. You got to fill up the room. You got to do, and he's not any of those. But he's calm and quiet, and he knows what he's talking about.
He's executing.
Yeah.
He really is doing a wonderful job of delivering his message. And it's a calm.
With zero national coverage.
Zero, but it's calm and contemplative. They've tried to take him out. He's rock solid on his convictions. So he's an interesting candidate. He's a magnificent man.
Have you had the opportunity to?
Have not.
Obviously his pedigree is really cool. I don't know what motivated him to run for president, though.
I think that's what the advent of people like Carly, Trump, and Carson are scaring politicians on both sides because they're not the political class. And the political class and the bureaucracy are so closely aligned with one another. I mean, I've watched Ryan. I mean, we didn't have to have an elected person be Speaker of the House. Anyone can serve as Speaker. And I mean, he wants a coronation. He's putting a lot of conditions.
Yeah, guarantees. And I didn't think that there were guarantees when you were a politician.
Well, I don't care.
Unless you're in a gerrymandered district, of course.
Well, they all are now. That's what has allowed the firm stands, because the only real election most of Democrats and most Republicans have is the primary. And so once you get through the primary, you're golden. And so what does it do? It creates a more strident politician, a more principled politician, because in both parties, the attack doesn't come from the center. The attack comes from the more extreme side of either party.
And you can kind of push them over to the edges.
Yes.
And segregate.
Take the middle ground.
So what do you think? We're 12 months out now, almost precisely. Yep. Who do you think is going to be on the Republican side? Who are going to be the four that make the run through the primaries? All the way through and then become the core at the convention?
That's a great question. And no one, all we're doing is guessing. I have to think Rubio is going to make it through. I have to think in his own way, Jeb is going to make it through. I think Trump is very difficult to stop, and Carson will be difficult. And so it is the establishment class of the Republicans versus the insurgents. And, you know, having, you know, viewing myself as an insurgent, I'm pretty entertained.
Your sympathies.
I'm pretty entertained. I like it because I like the process of additional thought being put into a lot of decisions, and that's what we're doing.
When do we start seeing the second tier start to cut themselves away?
Soon. I mean, there are a bunch of them who should drop out. I mean,
yeah, there's five that don't even have 2 points.
Well, look at Pataki. Why is he running?
Who knows that he's running?
Yeah.
I mean, Santorum's in the same boat. I mean,
Rick is there, and so's Bobby Jindal, and I love Bobby, but I just don't see it happening. And they need to drop out, and they're simply unwilling to.
So do they have too much money invested or too much ego invested?
Very few of the politicians besides Trump have money invested. Let's not kid ourselves. And certainly Hillary doesn't. She's still charging for speeches. And I think they, A, can afford to continue, and B, their ego, they're hanging around hoping that something happens. They're waiting for an event beyond their control to give them an opportunity or an opening.
You mean like Kerrion?
Absolutely. That's how McCain got the nomination. I mean, he just kind of hung around, and finally he had an opportunity, and he teamed up and just took out Romney.
My thought was maybe they were waiting to get a piece of meat thrown at him, a potential cabinet or ambassadorship or something along those lines.
Not seeing it. I don't see those sort of bargains being struck.
Too early? Or just not
too impractical.
Yeah, I don't see Trump doing that, but the normal political.
Well, I just don't see most of them having the skill set that would qualify them to be on the cabinet. Being a cabinet member requires a really specialized knowledge base, and it ought to anyway. And I just don't see these guys having it. Perhaps Jindal does in the area of education and healthcare. That guy knows both those. But I don't see any specialized knowledge on the others.
So they got the narrow part down. They just don't have the deep part down.
Yeah, I think. I think.
Is that what you're saying?
They just haven't pushed the eject button.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. Final couple minutes this Friday with Mr. Arkley. So you're going to be shooting flying things this weekend?
Oh, tomorrow's duck season.
Or shooting at might be a...
Well, it should be a good season, and I've gotten some early shooting in, so I'm pretty optimistic about how I'm going to do.
Turducken is on somebody's table, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm going to barbecue one up for lunch tomorrow. I can just see it.
Okay, everybody over to Rob and Sherry's.
Yeah. Well, our blinds are ready, and we're ready to go, and so it should be fun. And I'm taking my new puppy out with me.
Oh, good. First run?
First meaningful run.
Okay.
And so we'll see.
No tennis balls on this one.
No tennis balls, real live feathers, and those taste different and aren't that fun.
hopeful. So what do you see happening between now and the holidays? Anything? I mean, we got another debate coming up for the Republicans. Unless somebody really steps on a landmine, okay, same old, rolling into the holidays. Do you see anything before the first of the year?
Yeah, I think there are going to be some dropping out. I think the pressure, the establishment, I spent the weekend before with one of the well-known conservatives, and we talked and talked, and there is a path to the nomination for Trump, and the fear is palpable. And so she and I were really having quite a roar over it because, you know, he's doing a lot of things we want him to do. And what he's
doing a lot of things that he chooses to do that a lot of us are supportive of.
But Bri, if he handles immigration, that's a multi-generational issue that needs to be addressed. And I would vote for him on that issue alone if I become convinced that he will solve the immigration issue and recreate borders and not give illegal aliens the right to vote and all this other, I'm all for it. And it's that serious. We need our sovereignty back.
It could be a simple one issue candidate?
Yeah, because it ripples through so many things. It ripples through the economy. You want a higher minimum wage? Get rid of the low-cost workers that represent the illegal aliens. I mean, they leave. Let the market forces. They'll pop. I've talked to farmers. They're scared. And I don't feel particularly sorry for them. Guys, there's a market out there. You're going to have to pay more to your people. Onward you go. That's what we do at Security National.
Kind of makes it sound simple, huh?
A lot of these things are. We've let the political class and the bureaucracy class complicate things. It's not complicated. It's common sense and it's easy.
So why isn't anybody else jumping out in front? Beat them to the punch?
No one has a brand established like Trump. And whether people like Trump or not, he is remarkably nimble on his feet and knows how to play offense. Is he a phenom that will never be repeated? No. Look at Carson. He's done a good job. But America's ready for
this.
Could
the two of them, as the true outside ticket, win?
I think so. I think what those two would do to Hillary Clinton, they would savage her unlike anything you can imagine. I think it'd be fun.
Future will be interesting. Thanks for coming by.
All right, bud. Thank you.
We've been talking shop with Rob Barkley. Join us Monday morning for more Rob Barkley. Till then, go out and make you a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.